bites from the rock that we ate. Ones we love, ones we hate. Some are good, some are great. One meat, two sides, hot sauce. We're your guides, Rob, Andy, and Randy, and sometimes a guest.
Welcome to Talkin' Trash, a Rochester-based food podcast where you rate and review local and national food favorites. I'm Rob.
He's Randy, and I'm Andy. And we just went to Murph's in Irondequoit for like the ninth time this summer for some of their self-proclaimed best wings in town. Wing month continues here on the pod. We went to Murph's. What do you think, Rob? One of our faves.
It's one of the places we've gone to the most for wings. So I think I'm really curious to see how you guys rate it against the competition.
Randy, have you recovered from the intro?
Were you just
bursting out
laughing?
It was more about what we talked about before the intro, but yes, I've recovered.
Kind of laughing at your own joke, in a way. Your own prank.
Yes, for sure.
So, Rob, Randy, Andy, sometimes a guest. We have our guest from the last episode back. He came back 2 weeks later to be here. He didn't decide to just stay and record a second episode in a row because we don't do that. We record every 2 weeks.
We don't.
So, welcome back to Nick. Nick, when... We convinced you to stay. You wanted to stay a little bit. We're hanging out. We're having fun.
I did want to stay.
And we're talking about Murph's, but we go to Murph's pathetic amount of times. Although for a guy who always eats wings, you probably respect it. We went maybe a year-ish ago with like a group of friends and our family because we were kind of doing like a friend's wing thing, right?
Yeah. So I think the last time I was there was about a year ago. But I will say, you know, a little bit, leaving a little bit of hint here, they were good enough that I think I remember enough that we could rate at least a few of them.
At least chime in.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, that'll help.
I like it.
So we got to do our catch up.
Yep.
Should we do the catch up?
Let's do the catch up.
Are you ready, Rob? You want to go first this time?
Sure. I'll kick this off. I recently saw, so I'm going to start with a new segment called Rob Things.
That was from last episode, right?
You might remember this from 2 weeks ago.
Well, I actually cut it out from last episode, so it technically is.
You'll notice a slight little click.
Rob's going to talk 10 minutes about brushing his teeth this time.
No, this one's even dumber. So
I sharpened my bristles.
If you...
But I use a strop.
Okay. So for all of
let's
you...
Let's lock in here.
Let's get focused. This is a podcast. It's serious. If you've seen the show The Pit, you might have noticed that Dr. Robbie was wearing some cool cargo pants. And I saw that and I'm like, you know what? Those are pretty cool cargo pants. And through Reddit, I found those pants.
And I own scrubs now.
And I wore them to work today. And somebody said, oh, what are you wearing, EMT pants? And I'm like, yeah, kinda. Ever see The Pit, dude?
Who said, a kid or a grown-up?
An adult.
What do they look like? Honestly, I've watched every episode of The Pit. Awesome show. I'd never noticed what he was wearing.
So they're like these Carhartt cargo work pants. And so the funny thing about them is like, I love reading product reviews. Like, I think I get so entertained by them. And so they have like a 4.5 stars out of 5, which is a good rating. But you read reviews and so... You know, they are work pants. And so some of the people that are reviewing them like work in like factories and they actually need true work pants. I work in a school. They're basically like sturdier than normal jeans. But everyone's like, if you bought these pants 20 years ago, you won't even recognize these. And they showed up and I'm like, they're really tough fabric, I think. But these people want to like, you know, people work in jobs where there's like a hole in the knee where you could actually like clip knee pads to them.
It's got a built-in strap on the
thigh, like they're like, you'll sit on a nail and it'll rip right through the fabric. And I'm like, I don't know. They seem like you could probably sit on a nail and it won't rip the fabric. Like it's sturdier than jeans. So
like I wrote on them with pen the other day and it erased off. So that was good.
So like for my purposes, they're way sturdier than I need. But if you're a true like blue collar, like working, you know, in a shop or something, they might not do it for you. But they were like, I don't know, they're like $47, which isn't too bad for like a sturdy, good looking pair of pants. And so,
Randy, can you summarize Rob's story?
Nope.
Rob bought pants.
Rob bought pants. That's okay. The story.
Very good.
But that's all. That's
I do think it's funny that we are old enough that things that were cool when we were in high school are now cool again.
Oh my
it's
god.
Weird. It's
yeah,
like
I haven't had cargo pants.
Whoa, hold on a second. Are we sure cargo pants are cool?
No, like '90s stuff like that is back.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's so funny because like the last pair of cargo pants I bought was like 18 years ago.
Yeah.
And but so that's
and for a while if you wore cargo pants you would get like mocked because it was cargo pants, and then like skinny pants came in and like it's just now wide legs and pockets are back. It's like bust out the JNCO jeans.
But I also think that I don't know about you guys, I've hit an age where I kind of just wear what I like and I don't really I'm not connected to anything relevant anymore, like culturally or fashionably.
Just
like
end that statement.
I just I'm disconnected from anything, so I don't really care. I'm like, you know what? If I want to wear stupid pants that the guy in the pit's wearing, I'm gonna wear those dumb pants, and I don't care if Dan at work tells me that he thinks that they look like EMT pants.
Shout out to Dan, super fan.
Dan doesn't even know this podcast exists, but I will say this.
Okay,
that's Rob things. My.
Rob things is closed.
Why is this a separate
segment? And now we're moving just into your catch-up.
We never discussed this off pod. Why is this a separate? So you can do catch-up and Rob things?
BYO segment.
Yeah, he's trying to fit in two segments.
We didn't check in whether or not you were going to laugh uncontrollably and be unable to actually introduce yourself at the start of the episode. Laurel, you ready for that? I called him out.
This is bullying. Yeah, what? You know what? Come back. That was a new segment called Laugh Uncontrollably.
Okay. You know what? It's allowed.
All right. Anything else, Rob?
Yeah. So this is actually the catch-up. And so it's more of a catch-up / question for the guys.
Okay.
I saw the movie.
Rob's Questions.
Another segment called Rob's Questions. I saw the movie Sinners. I really, really liked it. It's not really a Sinners question. It's a vampire question, and
I'm back in.
Okay, this is what we call vamp questions. Let's vamp it up,
Nick. How do you feel about vampire questions?
This segment should have been called vamp.
I'm okay with vampire questions.
Let's do it. Okay, so I saw something on social media that kind of just really like shook my world. How do you think vampires get blood from their victims?
Holes in their incisors.
Same.
Boom, baby.
I was going to say they puncture holes and then just suck it in.
Okay. Like so yeah. I always thought there were just holes in the teeth, like little syringes.
Yeah, there is.
But like somebody posted on like social media, they're like, oh man, when I was a kid, I used to think that vampires had like little holes in their teeth and they sucked in the blood. I'm such an idiot. Like all they do is bite it and then just suck up the blood. And I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. Like that blew my mind. Cause I definitely thought they had little holes in their teeth.
Sure. It's a classic reverse snake situation.
That's exactly what I thought. And I'm like, wait, am I an idiot? Like, am I the only person that thinks that? Okay. This is nice to know that
at least there's a mix.
3/4 of adults. Think 75%. That vampires, 75% of adults think that vampires get their
it
blood.
It had to have come from
teeth.
Some type of movie or TV show where they said that. Because I'm
positive. Or we just assumed it?
No. I'm positive that came up somehow. That
during my catch-up, can you do a little Googling for us and just see what comes up?
I'd love to do some research. Okay. That's it. That's all I had.
See how I distracted him, Randy?
Great.
All right.
I have five gym stories, though.
Today, I went to Ferrari Pizza Bar. I had never been.
I'm interested to hear how you.
So we were talking about it at lunch. My friend said he took his daughter to the Total Sports place right in East Rochester, and it's like next door. Uh-oh, I loosened our headphones again. Is it still recording?
Really? Yeah.
Good. So my friend was saying that he would occasionally like go over there for dinner while his daughter was practicing because she's a little bit older or whatever. And I said, you know, I've never been there. The pictures of their pizza looks good. I didn't know what to expect. First of all, they have a full-on Ferrari in the restaurant, just taking up place where they could have tables. So I love that. It's wild and crazy. It's kind of kitschy. The floor is like race car flag, finishing flag, checkered flag. And so we went with the boys. They do have a kids menu. They had like really tall beers for like, you know, happy hour or whatever that were a good deal. So my wife and I each had one of those, and then we got two pizzas. We got a pepperoni, hot honey, like that kind of thing. And then we got, it was like steak, peppers, onions with a country sweet. They have like a section of red sauce pizzas on their menu, and then a section of, they call it white sauce, but it's white sauce, cheeses, and like, you know, garlic, olive oil, and then
essentially not country sweet sauce.
Right? Yeah, that's it. Probably an easier way to say it. Thank you, Randy.
I gotcha.
So the, both pizzas really good. It's like wood-fired pizza, so when it comes out, it's like crispy and burnt, but really flimsy in the middle. The pizza was excellent. It was a little hard to handle, but you know, you take a bite and then you can kind of fold it over, kind of taco style. And we did get wings there. Their wings are not going to be on the pod. They were fine. They were good wings. But my sons, for some reason, are very obsessed with wings. They're much like our guest Nick. Anytime they go out to dinner, they're like, "Can we get chicken wings?" And we're like, sure, we can all have a couple chicken wings. But I thought the food was really good. I would totally go back. It was pretty hopping, too. And they had good outdoor seating, but the main area was directly in the sun when we first showed up. But it'd be a great place to eat outside at night, maybe. So I enjoyed that. That was something I did today. And I know this next statement goes completely counterintuitive to what I just said, but I just had my first full week of school. To date this podcast, because Rob likes when we do that. And it was the first time in, like, this is so pathetic, but like, I just ate really no breakfast the whole week, kind of just made breakfast for my kids and didn't snack on anything. And then I had like healthy lunches, normal lunches all week. And after just a long summer of like doing whatever I wanted, it felt kind of good to lock in. So tonight's dinner was kind of like our little treat at the end of the week. And I'm looking forward to getting back into my routine of being back at school. So that was nice this week.
I would agree with the back into routine of food. Yeah. Like, I've been eating.
Or just like have a yogurt for lunch and an apple. I'm like, okay, good.
Yep.
You're being normal again.
Same thing. Yogurt, apple, salad, whatever it is.
Late summer, you just find yourself like, yeah, I'll make all these leftovers for lunch or whatever. Or like, let's go out to eat.
Yep. I'm agreeing with you. Definitely, I needed that routine to get me back into eating well. Rob, catch up?
Yep. So, have you guys seen the movie Sinners? Just kidding. Back to this. I did some research. And so, AI pays off, as always, by saying, no, vampires do not have holes in their teeth.
What?
Their fangs are typically designed as hollow tubes. And I'm like, wait, what? And then if you look at the next thing, it says...
hollow tube is holes.
I know. So AI, killing it as always. And so then it says, vampire fangs and feeding. Hollow fangs. Some fictional vampires are depicted with fangs that are hollow, acting like tiny straws to suck blood directly from a victim's wound.
Boom.
I wouldn't say they're holes, though.
No, but... define tiny hole,
straws. Right? I don't know. So it's
good to know.
A straw is like a super long
hole. I'll say this, right? Inconclusive.
Okay.
To defend my point of view, tiny holes to where?
Oh, to their blood vessels, right?
Yeah, just joins up with the nut. I mean, they could drink it and go the same place, probably.
Okay.
Those holes probably go right into the nasal passageway, I would guess.
Yeah, sounds right.
I'll do a little more Googling.
AI will probably help you out with that, too.
All right. Who needs to catch up still?
Nick, our guest. What's up, dude?
All right. So I have another survey for the team here. So as I mentioned on the last podcast, I grew up, you know, a little town north of Ithaca. So central New Yorker. And growing up, one of the things that we did every year is we went to the state fair. So this year we took the boys. We have two boys, and we took a friend for the oldest, and we went to the state fair. On the drive there, we got discussing, you know, me and my wife in the car, and she definitely thinks that it's a central New York thing to go to the state fair on a regular basis and not a Rochester type activity.
Hmm.
What do we think?
So, Randy, you're the only Rochesterian native. So what do you think?
I know you like to avoid talking on the podcast, but could you answer this question?
Can you reword the question?
Okay.
No, I think I get it. I think I get it. I had never gone to the fair till I met Laurel, and we've gone pretty much every year for the past like 6-7 years, except for this year. Is it a Rochester thing? I would say no. I don't remember what you said, Nick, Did you say no or yes?
No, for me growing up in Central New York, it was like a staple. Like okay. everybody that you knew went to the state fair at some point during the time okay. that it was there.
I'm wondering go ahead, Randy. I'm wondering if you, Rob and I are going to say the same thing.
I was going to say nobody I knew went to the state fair on a regular basis, except for Laurel with her family. I know that for sure. But what do you guys think?
Andy?
I would say in Buffalo, the Erie County State Fair was the big fair.
But it wasn't a state fair.
No,
County Fair.
Erie County. Oh, did I say state fair?
You did.
The Erie County Fair was the big fair that you would go to. That it's probably still going on. It was huge.
The Erie County Fair is, I think, the or one of the biggest county fairs in the country.
Mic drop. Boom.
So yeah. Guess
so
what?
So I huge. Think the first time I ever went to the New York State Fair that I remember, we may have gone as a child, but it wouldn't have been often, was last year.
So I do have a question, because it does get confusing. Like, where's upstate New York, central New York? You guys count Buffalo as western New York, right?
Yes.
We're upstate, but central's more Albany, Syracuse?
Yeah, so it's Syracuse area and like sort of south down okay. to like bordering and stopping sort of at what you consider southern tier.
Then you got the capital region, the Adirondacks, and the Hudson Valley would yeah. be how I describe it in the city, yeah.
So you would say central New York, that's like you got to go to the fair every year.
Yeah, so that was, you know, everybody that you knew when you went back to school, right, as a young kid growing up, it was, you know, you went to, one of the things you did over summer was go to the state fair. So
I do have a little bit more to weigh in on this one. So I did date a girl from Syracuse for a while, and she and her family, that was the thing to do. Like that, like she always went to the state fair. You always got like the same, like, so like when I was dating her, we went every single year, and that was like a big thing. But prior to starting to date her, I'd never been. And actually, I don't know if I even went to the Erie County Fair when I lived in Erie County.
And here's a little take. I had a really hard time with food there, because it's like turning on Netflix, there's just so many
yes,
things. I
yes.
feel like you need to lock in with a plan. You need to like find three food influencers that you trust, see the things that they like. Like I ended up getting like a terrible piece of pizza because there's like, oh, there's like a million things just in this building. And I was like, I need to know where those stands are that has like the crazy gravy boat, you know, or whatever.
Or the baked potato stand.
The one yeah. thing we did get that I think is a staple was like those fried dough sticks. They're
yes,
like pretty
absolutely.
Cheap.
Yep.
Those were really, really good. That's how we ended our night.
So I think I went 2 years ago. I love that they have the free concerts, and there are some decent.
Yeah.
Like
we
when
saw,
we,
who's the lady from Rochester?
Danielle Ponder.
Yes. I saw her like at
oh, wow.
4 o'clock at a free concert.
For free.
She was
yeah.
Amazing.
Because usually it would cost money.
That's why my wife wanted to go.
We saw Boys to Men, and they rocked it so hard. Well, I don't know if rock's the right word, but they did.
They
sold
R&B.
It.
Yeah, they sold it.
This was a few years ago, but we actually saw it at the Chevy Court, which is the free
yeah.
ones. We saw Kevin Bacon has a band.
The Bacon with
his brothers. The Bacon Brothers. And
yeah.
so we saw the Bacon Brothers.
How
you
were
know?
They?
So I can
they
use
were,
you.
You know, pretty good, pretty you know, good. Considering.
I went
know?
To a Bills game with Nick, who saw Kevin Bacon at the Ford stage. That's 2 degrees.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's pretty cool.
Yes. But so anyway, the catch-up is we went there with the whole family, and you know, the boys are at the age where we spent 100% of our time either riding rides or eating food and didn't see any of the rest of the fair. So
I was always nervous when we went about the rides. They're good. They're like good to go on.
I would say it's better than like what you typically remember from like county fairs.
Yeah.
It's a slight step above that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the Erie County State Fair?
Which I've not been to that one.
One of the best county fairs in the country.
One of the best county state fairs.
So, question for you guys who went in the past year or so. Somebody brought up a fair item that I'd never heard of before.
25-cent cup of chocolate milk?
No.
A nickel? It's like so
yeah.
cheap.
It's,
yes.
The chocolate,
yeah,
milk,
25 cents.
The chocolate
yeah.
milk is delicious. What we always got was the Italian sausage patties, I think. Like, we always got the Italian sausage. I don't know if that was a thing or not, or if it was just the people I was with were into that. But the item I'm thinking of that was something I'd never heard about was like Dr. Pepper with pickles and pickle juice.
Yes. That was the thing this year. I did not get one.
I heard it was the most amazing thing. Like somebody saw somebody, like, you know, that Rochester food guy who does all the whatever.
The eat local.
Talking trash.
Yeah.
Talking trash. The eat local guy, I guess, said it was incredible. And this a friend of mine who I was talking to earlier today said that one of his coworkers went there and tried it. And she said it was the best thing she had ever had in her life, like drink wise. I'm like, well, that's
she's insane. Wrong, but go ahead. Yeah.
I can blindly say incorrect.
So what is this? I've never heard of this.
It's literally like Dr. Pepper with pickle juice.
But I mean, how did it start? Is it a stand? I don't,
it's a stand that's there every year, and they've got a bunch of different things. They come with a new thing every year. And this year it was Dr. Pepper with dill pickles in it, and I think a splash of pickle juice.
Did you try it?
I did not try it, okay. But
you got to start listening.
Next year.
He already said he did try
it. I clearly explained the story. Okay. We're really good podcasters.
All right, are we caught up? Did you say anything for the catch-up?
No. Because I wasn't listening. I was so ready for you guys to
Brandy,
skip over me.
How about you check your notes?
All right. My catch-up is...
He's looking around the room. That's a plant over there.
I like pickles and I like Dr. Pepper.
Did we talk about, I don't remember if I talked about this on the pod or not, the new pickles. Brewery that opened up in Parenton, Fairport area that's outside.
It's not a brewery. Backwoods.
Backwoods. Did I talk about
Backwoods
this
by Kettle Ridge.
Yes. Thank you, Andy.
It's the hottest place in Fairport.
Did you talk about that? In our lives or on the podcast?
I think it was in our lives.
Perfect.
He listened to the podcast.
Nick actually listened to the podcast. Okay.
Nick, did you try the pickle Dr.
Or was that long ago before Backwoods?
So I'll say last Friday I drove by there on the way home from work.
Bumping.
And it was packed. Like, I mean, people were walking like a mile in order to get there. It was like crazy. It was,
I wonder if they invited like the influencers to come the first night because as a soft launch kind of thing, because everybody posted about it.
That line must have been, when we went, that line was insane. Like probably a 20-minute line just to get a drink. I mean, that must have been like 40 minutes, at least double. It is awesome. I think when it calms down, totally worth going to.
Yeah, I think you actually just told us about it when we went to... Okay, Brewery.
Okay. So we went there, Laurel and I. You could bring whatever food you want, but they also let you order from JG's Pizza, I think.
J&L's
Pizza across
the
way.
I think we're on the street. They have like their own grill going now.
Yeah.
Because like my one friend went tonight and he invited me.
But I think you can still bring food.
Oh, he invited you?
Yeah.
Cool.
I turned it down for the podcast, guys.
Wow, what a guy.
Glad you mentioned that.
Were you going to run up and down the kids' sandhill?
Yeah, it's a good looking hill.
It is. They had a band there, and it's all very like fresh wood, I guess is the best way to put it. Like the whole stage area looks like it was just built. All the Adirondack chairs, like it is very cool. I'm curious to see what they do in the winter when it gets cold. But I think it'd be fun for us to go to check it out if it's not that crazy.
We could
busy.
Get wings from J&L Pizza or right next door, Parenton Pizza. Actually have a free small pizza from them from the pizza tasting we went to that one time at Comedy at the Carlson.
What's cool is they have the
do a podcast about.
They have the upper level.
Do we
not
do that podcast?
I don't know. It seems like we didn't, right?
Comedy at the Carlson?
When we did the pizza
Oh, we definitely didn't do that podcast. We got to do that.
Oh my gosh. Hey, you might get an episode about this
like
awesome
6 months
pizza
ago.
Competition we
it's
did
fine.
About a year ago.
Talk about something I won't remember.
I took notes.
They had a upper level that was near the stage and then a lower level with a ton of picnic tables for like kids, families. And again, it would be a lot of fun to go to. So plug. Cool.
It's on the list.
Awesome.
All right, are we all caught up?
Yep.
We're caught up.
Wait, Randy, I think you had one more thing.
One more catch-up. You could also walk a half mile in the woods, which is one of their things on the website, like a full-on track around. Yep. And then also...
As Andy whispers to Randy what his other thing he was going to share was...
Well, we talked a little bit about it on the last pod. We got some feedback from listeners, and we only have like 10 listeners, so we ought to...
So
get our feedback going.
Super fan Pat from work. He was actually on the pod, but I don't remember what episode he
did
on.
A plate with us because he brought his article that he wrote about garbage plates.
Yeah,
He is a very passionate guy about.
I love it.
Garage plates, he has awesome
plate passion.
He was driving, I think, like 5 hours today. So he listened to a doubleheader episode from us. He said a couple things, and I told him I'll definitely mention it on the pod. One is talking about blue cheese, which I think we talked about in the last one.
I feel like I may have been a little dismissive of the blue cheese point. I guess I was getting more at the idea of it's become a purity test for Buffalonians. And yeah, ranch stinks, you know, with chicken wings. But I don't know. I feel like if you don't like blue cheese, that's fine. Just enjoy your wings. That's all.
Yeah, I feel
still
like
coming off as dismissive.
I'll dismiss yeah, you completely. I don't think we have to worry about blue cheese. Yeah. I'm going to dismiss that completely. But then he had a hot take on Ted's.
And we got some Ted's fans in the house here.
Are you guys all?
I'm a Ted's fan.
Okay. Hot take. Ted's absolutely terrible. Don't let them lie to you. It's garbage. Tastes like garbage.
Have you never been to Ted's?
Never.
I would rather go there than Backwoods.
It tastes like they said the hot dog on fire and then put it out with gasoline. It's terrible.
So this guy doesn't like charcoal.
Don't let them lie to you. Don't eat there. That's what their onion rings always look like. Hashtag Ted's got awful.
Wow.
But hashtag in a text is pretty intense.
You shared a story about Ted's recently. Was that on the podcast or in
life? I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
Ted's usually doesn't miss, and it was crazy. I have a photo of the onion rings. They looked nuts. My hot dog was incredible. The French fries were good. Everything was as it was except the onion rings.
I'll say this. So from Buffalo, I don't really like Salen's hot dogs that much, to be perfectly honest. And so for whatever reason, I've never really liked the flavor that much, so I've never really been that into Ted's. I actually like my
chocolate. Would you say it's garbage?
No, I think it's fine, and I would go there right. Actually, you know what? I skipped dinner tonight. I would go to Ted's right now and get a hot. If that was the only food option, I'd have two Ted's hot dogs.
That's not exactly high praise if it was the only food option.
If I was going to starve to death, I guess I would have a hot dog. I just don't like Salen's, and so. Yeah. They do a unique thing. You know what? I like Mighty Taco. I know Mighty Taco's not good.
I think
Ted's this thing that you like or you don't. I don't know.
I think our friend Nick sometimes is like this, where I just think it's sometimes.
This Nick?
No, I'm sorry. Other Nick from college. We text with him a lot, and he'll give us like reviews of restaurants. And be like, it was terrible. I'm like, can something really be terrible? I don't know. Maybe once every 3 years you have a terrible experience. But usually, like, the food's okay and the waiter stunk or vice versa.
That's fine. Yeah. It's always good.
I just have a hard time with extreme takes. Yep. And also, Ted's Rocks. It's so good.
So I'm definitely going
to
still
can't
try
wait
it.
To get Randy out there to see what he thinks.
I think
we got to get Pat on the pod.
Yep.
Again,
he would love to be back on.
And we should probably just go to Ted.
So,
Nick, but and the slime line.
My wife's family lives off of Transit Road. Whenever we have an opportunity and there's a lot of options on Transit Road, we always stop at Ted's.
Yeah, so you like Ted's?
Yeah.
It's like Ridge Road in Henrietta or whatever that main drag
is. So Zweigel's versus Ted's. Off the top. We don't
Zweigel's versus Salen's.
Is Ted Salen's?
Yeah, they do Salen's hot dogs. Salen's is a brand.
Ted's is a restaurant. Salen's is the hot dog.
Okay. What I'll say is I like this might be a new segment of, hey, text us your opinion on what our last episode was, and we'll talk about you on the episode.
Yeah.
I also think
a good way to bump numbers. Hey, shout out to Pat.
Thanks,
also,
Pat.
One of my favorite websites, NewYorkUpstate.com, recently did a comparison of the best hot dogs in the state of New York that one of my friends sent me. And
it was written by AI. It's very good.
Definitely written by AI. No one's paid for these
terrible
articles.
Somebody already took UpstateNewYork.com.
But there are all these different hot dogs from the entire state, and a lot of them I have not tried or haven't tried in a while. So I think we really should do like a head-to-head hot dog taste-off maybe this coming summer.
We're 3 weeks into chicken wings again.
This summer, we've got 8 months.
Trying to change what we're doing.
Guys, this summer, we're doing it.
Rob, we put out one episode in the last calendar year. We got to focus up.
Nope, we put it in two because I just dropped one today.
I love it. People have strong takes. I think Pat probably has a different favorite hot dog place. That's a nostalgia place for us. But I don't know, everyone in my family, they go there over chicken wings when they come home. Ted's is the place to be. So we got to get you there.
Yes. Well, we're going to do a Buffalo episode. I'm like pretty sure. Buffalo, yeah. Yeah, where we just go around.
Add it to the list.
Put it on the list.
So another listener.
Any other feedback from Pat?
He loves the podcast. He loves it. That's it.
He said we're too easy on places, yeah, didn't he, Randy?
He did say we're too easy, but I said we're trying to be nice.
Wait till tonight when we crush.
He wants to hear our
I don't think we're necessarily even trying to be nice. It's more that just like, I think, like you said, like it's hard to have a bad pizza. It's it's kind of hard to have bad wings.
Yeah.
The only way to have really bad wings is just like they're completely raw.
Right.
Like that would be 3 and under for me, you know? Like, I don't know. A 7 is... It says things when you get a 7 instead of a 9.5.
Yeah. You said this about pizza, I think.
And we're going to everyone's favorite places for all this stuff. So it's like they're going to be, the floor is high.
Yeah. That's a very good
point. When you said about pizza, like whenever we did it, it made me think like, Andy's right. Like, I don't know if I could think of a bad pizza that I've had. Like, genuinely, like, tasted bad. So I think
that's... People like hate on like cafeteria pizza from high school. I'm like,
I liked it.
It's pretty good. It's still pretty good.
Hockey rink pizza is pretty good pizza. Like,
what if you get the corner slice with no cheese and just crust? Because I got that.
That's not a bad pizza. That's a bad slice of that pizza.
That's true.
Good point.
Do you guys know which slice I'm talking about, though?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You don't accept it.
So
if it's the corner piece, I send it back. Michael Scott.
So I've got another piece of feedback from a fan. I'm curious to get your feedback on this, and I'll tell you how I responded. This fan is a listener, past guest. His name is Matt, and he claimed that we've outgrown our theme song because we don't really just talk about, you know, garbage plates anymore. He thinks we need to do a new theme song that's more all-encompassing. I
would love to hear Matt's new theme song. That would be wonderful. He wants to make one. Thank you.
So Randy, the musician, the artist behind our current theme song,
my guy that I bring up says that, oh, yeah, you guys are a little easy on the wings. Your guy you bring up says that the theme song sucks and we need a new one.
Fundamental change.
But I don't know you've about got a this. Drummer in the group.
did you forget that you now have a you know what, Nick? You know what, bring up a great point.
I mean, Nick, great
all drum theme song.
Nick, great point. Matt, we're doing it. New theme song.
So,
all drum.
Yeah. All drums.
Just a drum solo.
Put a call out to our 12 to ? Listeners. Seven to 12 listeners. And if anyone wants to submit a new theme song, we'll review it on the pod.
So my feedback to him was, that's a terrible idea. Our theme song's our identity. We have a logo. We have a song. Yes, we do other food items, but I'm like, I've mentioned many, many podcasts that I love and listen to, none of which change their theme songs ever during the shows. And I don't think it could be improved upon at all.
Also, Matt, don't stop listening. We could use you.
Matt doesn't listen. Come on. He's not going to hear this. So I was out with some friends. I adamantly shut him down, told him it was a terrible idea, and then repeatedly played the theme song. And then everyone else in the group agreed that they liked our current theme song. Actually, they loved it. They're like, it's great.
Much like cargo pants, it's timeless.
It's back.
Yeah.
It's back.
And speaking of things that need no improvement, let's talk about Murphs. Should we?
I don't know if I agree with that statement, but let's talk about
Murphs. A Rondacoit favorite.
So, speaking of things I like to put in cargo pants pockets.
Murphs chicken
wings for Murphs.
Go-to golf restaurant. Former holder of the best wing special in town.
Yep.
The wing special was 2 orders of wings and a pitcher of beer for $25. And this was during the early end of expensive wings.
Similar.
It went away.
Similar to the very special at the Webster Golf Club that blew all of our minds.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then it went away and it came back as $35 for one night. And then the next week it came back and they're like, we can't afford to do it anymore. Well, this was like 2 years ago. We went last week and the wing deal is back at the $35 price, which is still an insane price. Two orders of chicken wings is $30 or $32 on their menu. And then you get a pitcher of beer for $2, essentially.
This is a good slight digression. There is a place in Fairport, correct, that has like quarter wing night on like Tuesdays or Wednesdays, right? It's like one of the Irish bars.
Oh, Donnelly's?
It might be Donnelly's.
Donnelly's has a wing night.
Flaherty's?
It's some one of the two. I don't know. One of my coworkers brought it up recently.
Always love a well-researched take. Continue, Rob.
It was shared at lunch last week. He said they weren't the best wings, but he said they're very cheap. And I was like, okay, I'll do some research. This is my research. Let's get back to Murph's.
So we were talking maybe this past week. It's starting to come up again where, like, my apartment on Mount Reed in Greece area is 50 cents wings Monday through Thursday from like, I don't know, 11 to 2 or so, p.m., something like that. But like the wings have gotten cheaper and I love it.
So do you think this is like a response to the economy? Things are getting more and more expensive and like
that is restaurants too big like, of a question for this
podcast. I think
I have
most
no idea.
Places I go, they still seem like they're like $16 for a single order.
But the deals are coming. Yeah, I agree with you, Andy, yeah, for sure. But I feel like the deals are starting to like circulate a little bit.
How do you think that is a response to the economy, Randy?
Did I talk about the 10-cent wings on an episode?
No.
No?
The place by the Bills Stadium near my mom's. I don't know if it's on the pod. I'm just going to say.
It was in life.
10 wings for a dollar. So every Monday for the last like 20 years. They like charge recently? You a dollar for celery, a dollar for carrots, a dollar for blue cheese, and you have to get two drinks. But if you just get two drinks and an order of wings, we went there for...
Do you have to get celery and carrots?
No, you okay. can pass on them, but you got to buy a blue cheese probably. You
I
know?
Mean, I'll buy all that. That's fine.
I'm not just for Pat, I'll buy a blue cheese. Yeah. Ranch. But yeah, we took like our whole family there. It was like $70, but everyone had like two drinks each, you know, the grown-ups.
Yeah.
But like my kids love chicken wings, so we're like, let's go visit Grammy. And we'll go on Monday night, and we got 10 wings. I mean, they were, you know, 7.5 out of 10s, but they were a dime each. It was awesome.
That is great.
So, Buffalo trip, yeah.
So, the Murph's special, so they just brought that original amazing deal back, but throughout the entire summer, what was the special again? Like, what was the deal they had?
10 wings for $10 after 8 o'clock. So, basically, like, Thursday nights, they had 10 wings for $10, which is a good deal.
Which is a good deal, but you have to order them at 8, and yeah. So you're not going to get them until 8:20, and you're going to end up eating a bunch of wings, and it's going to disturb your sleep.
That could
if you go to bed
to
at 9 o'clock.
People named yeah. Rob, yeah.
So, Nick, we would golf at Durand. Murph's is right there, and we'd get there 7:15, 7:30 sometimes, yeah. And we would just sit.
Kind of hang out.
Yeah.
Just wait until 8 o'clock.
Wait until 8 o'clock.
Because it really does.
It's
right when we got there.
It's a bone.
You'd really?
Eventually.
Yeah. I mean, like, especially if you're there just every Thursday, right?
They're going to wait.
It saved a lot of money, actually, though. Because yeah, when I didn't wait, it cost a lot of money.
That was like when we fell in love with Murph's was because that deal.
Yeah.
Just like, it's financial malfeasance to go anywhere else for dinner if we like this place.
Yeah.
And we like knew our waitress, and she still works there. And it's super fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about food there.
Sure.
The night we went, we each ordered a type of wing there. So Rob got buffalo hot, and he got a side of medium sauce. Now,
correct.
This is a little bit of a cheat code because we know Murph's really well. We know that a side of their buffalo sauce goes a long way. So. Their regular buffalo hot's fine, but it's enhanced with a side of sauce.
And their regular medium is a little too buttery with not enough of that buffalo spice. Yeah. It's just not quite. It doesn't hold up. Like if
shout
you got
out to last my episode, my opinion of last episode's.
Yeah, just a little too buttery. It reminds me of like when you go to like Duff's. Duff's medium is actually kind of a hot anywhere yeah. else, so you get that flavor. So.
I ordered Dragon's Eye. They have like 10 or 12 flavors there, and they're all kind of totally different. Dragon's Eye we stumbled upon because we had gone there a few times, and this is like a garlic, honey, sriracha, but it leans into the honey, so it's a little bit of a sweeter flavor, and they sprinkle a little Parmesan on there. Randy, do you remember what you got?
I got the firecracker.
Firecracker. And that's like, they described it, the waitress described it as like country sweet with a kick. So it's like country sweet, maybe with like Frank's mixed in or something. It's something a little punchy. But it kind of lingers. Maybe it's not Frank's. I don't know. But it lingers in your mouth a little bit. Other foods we get there occasionally. French onion soup, chicken quesadilla, wow. Right?
French onion soup.
So actually, I've gotten like their I get other quesadillas. They've got like a really good, like almost, it has like steak and all sorts of stuff. They also have a really good burger quesadilla, which is almost like a Big Mac, but a quesadilla.
So solid to very good bar food at this
Very
place,
good bar food, yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they always have live music on Thursdays, which yes. is live music.
Yes.
Could I play in that? Could I play drums in that band? I don't know. Give me another month or
We're
so.
We're usually
and I'll tell
in the
you
other room,
saying.
So we yeah. can't judge. It's
Will I say from the other room, I could play that song on drums? Yeah, I might say that
kind
here
of reminds
and there.
Me a little bit of Lance Diamond, who Rob might know as a former Buffalo musician.
Oh, I know Lance
Where,
Diamond.
Where like every song kind of has the same beat.
It's Rest like in too peace, fast Lance too Diamond.
Slow. Yes, of course.
And also, I know a girl who bought Lance Diamond his first taco from Lloyd's.
Wow. Rob, you dropped another name over there.
A certain, I don't know, girl that used to date one of our other friends.
Who?
Russ.
What an interesting story.
I don't know who Lance Diamond is.
The Lance Diamond Orchestra?
Come okay. on. He closed every Thursday.
All our one Buffalo fan will get this. Okay. okay. Back to this. Let's get back to
he
this.
He played place. At the Erie County State Fair. All right, let's talk.
While drinking Dr. Pepper wings. And pickle juice. Okay.
Murph's wings they're a type of wing I really like. This place cranks out the wings. They have a sign that says best wings in town. They pride themselves on it. They've got all these deals. And even when they're in this rush of like, oh, it's the special starts at 8, it might take a little while to get your wings, but they're always cooked crispy, in my opinion. They're cooked perfectly. And I love their sauces. I'm going to start with Dragon's Eye because it's my favorite. It's a little bit spicy, not much. Leans on the sweet. And when I think garlic honey sriracha, I don't necessarily think I would love that. But because it leans on the sweet so much, it's delicious. Nick, do you remember the Dragon's Eye at all?
So I remember when we were there about a year ago, we ordered both the Firecracker and the Dragon's Eye. And those were both of those I thought were two very good wings. They have enough spice to go along with the sweetness that it just adds like that extra sort of like little dimension to like, it's just not a sweet wing. It's a, like a spicy sweet wing, which is really good.
An A+ like specialty sauce to me.
Nick, you're going to be on every single episode after this because that was already better than most of the feedback we gave, and you don't even remember this.
Somehow Nick remembers this from a year ago than I did in the last episode. You're of like,
was
the
I
the bowling alley? That I'm like, I'm impressed.
Randy, Dragon's Eye, your thoughts?
Love the name, but I think that the wing was a little too tangy.
Big Dragon fan.
A little too tangy. Not my favorite. I've had it a bunch of times. Not my favorite. If somebody went that has never had it, I would recommend them getting it because it's definitely different. I think
you respect it.
I very much respect it. Yeah. but I'm not my favorite.
I totally agree. I wrote not my favorite. Good.
Yeah, I was reading off your phone. Sorry.
What the heck, man? You're reading my note. I said not my fave. Good, but a little bit too sweet for me. I'm not really a sweet wing guy, so that's just
there's something. It was almost like more of a tangy. It wasn't sweet, but it had like back end something.
Because you tried it this summer, Randy, about wing nuts before. It reminds me of their sauces, which a lot of their sauces lean to the sweet, and I don't know how that somehow helps keep the crisp. Maybe like more liquidy, watery sauces like get into the nooks and crannies better. Something about it. I don't know. They're still crispy, crunchy. Firecracker, country sweet with a kick.
Can I cut in real quick?
Yeah.
Because we didn't talk about the actual wing itself. phenomenal wing itself. So
the cook, you're like yeah, size the yeah, oh, how yeah. they cook it.
They're like a medium size. They're not too big.
Yes. Yeah, so the wing is like as near perfect most of the time as I would say you could get to an actual
crispy,
wing.
Very, yes. very like well done, but not over well done.
Yeah, the person at the fryer knows what they're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah.
There's a certain hockey arena that we used to.
You know they're starting a new restaurant there to open. It's called like the Great American Wing Company, and they just opened, and it's at Thomas Creek.
Oh, we weren't going to say it.
Oh.
So Thomas Creek. We've talked
about it before.
Thomas Creek had all these signs that would say that, like, when you order wings, don't order them, like, well done. That's just how we do them. Like, yeah, they would get so angry.
Don't ask for crispy. Yeah, they're don't ask for crispy. Crispy.
They're always crispy. But I would agree that Murph's.
But I actually think we should go there for this wing thing.
Okay.
Done. We'll add to the list.
So sorry, Andy. I interrupted.
No, firecracker you bringing? Cooked great, just like the others. You get all the country sweet right away. And then there's that lingering heat like I talked about earlier. So my golf partner, Pat, and I, we eat wings there a lot. We take the Nick approach. We're getting wings every time. And we've been searching for, you know, we always, he likes the buffalo with the extra sauce like Rob got. And I love the dragon's eye, but we're like, if we ever want something different, what's the third? Like, we don't love their barbecue. Like, their other sauces are not, to me, quite as great as these three. They're still great wings, but I think the firecracker is the official third best for me. We've been searching for it, and I think our research has finally paid off, and I think this is the one. I love country sweet to begin with.
So. Yeah, great flavor. My meticulous notes wrote, second fave, no other notes. So I clearly liked it. I thought it was good.
Nick, do you remember yours?
I don't specifically remember the firecracker ones.
Do you know it better than second fave?
I do remember one of the two was slightly spicier, and that was the one that I preferred. Right? It both had like a sweet and spicy flavor, but one was slightly spicier.
If you're talking dragon's eye versus firecracker, that would be fire.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that was the one of the two. The one that had that lingering spice to it was the one that I'd say
and of the two that like I had preferred. It's not like a shocking. It's just kind of lingers. Like it's almost like a cayenne hanging out.
It's one that you notice after you eat 10 wings.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, it stays with you for a while afterwards.
These are interesting names because they don't explain the wing very well. But firecracker
strange
was.
Strange thing to get hung up on.
I don't know why I said that. You're right. Super awesome, I said. But it tastes like bee sting from Jeremiah's. So if you're not sure what firecracker is, it's definitely a form of bee sting. And I would argue with anybody about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know why I said that money. Either, but you guys were looking at me like
you're
I'm
so
crazy.
Strong.
I do think inarguably, bee sting like is a like very.
Honey and peppery.
Yes.
It's in that same sweet and spicy.
It was so good. So good. So I'm big on the firecracker.
First fave?
No.
Second fave.
Your Andy, first fave
I'm
is
sorry.
Hot with the medium
Are we
sauce?
Ready to talk about this or no?
Sure.
I believe you said something like, either this is my favorite or this is my exact type. You said something very
right.
pro this.
So I listened to the pizza episodes, and Rob might have made a mistake, but he came out with a 10 out of 10 on a pizza slice early.
Rob, I don't take it back at all. I don't know what you're
Rob,
talking about.
I've been stressing over this all day.
We're not doing ratings right now.
Oh. Yeah, it was good. Hot buffalo was good.
Wait, hold on. What was the pizza episode?
It was one of them where you came out real quick with like a 10 out of 10. We're like, we have so many pizzas to eat, and you wanted the 10 out of 10.
If you're using a rating scale and you hit a 10, you hit a 10. It's
right.
Like when, it's like almost like a rubric. Like you could have a perfect.
Well, I'm not rating.
Multiple perfects.
All right, fine. Then I'm not rating right now. But this wing. And now I give credit to Pat, although somebody else said that I should.
Which Pat? The mad scientist.
Pat Singer. Oops.
Okay.
I'll say his name. He didn't care.
Just blank it out.
Beep. What is it? Hot? I always forget.
It's hot with a medium on the side.
Peck right. sometimes gets medium with a medium. It's just having the side of
the side,
extra
yeah.
sauce.
I think we got hot wing with medium on the side.
That's what we got.
Yes.
So what do you do? You just dip it as you go?
Or pat it on and pour it. Yeah, so okay. I do a pat did. Oh, man. Somebody else go. I can't.
It's
I can't
got say like it. The vinegary and the butter, like the tang and the buttery. It's really good.
All right, I'm saying it. Possibly best wing in Rochester. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's what we're looking to discover. So the issue, again, is when you toss a wing with the medium sauce, the butter kind of slides off. It doesn't have the flavor of the hot. So you want the integrity of the hot sauce with also some of the butteriness. So that's why you do the hot wing and then dip it into the medium. So
should we be doing this everywhere? Does it ruin the integrity of our test? Neither of the places we went to kind of were super traditional, but
no. But I think that I think we should do this because I think that makes it more equitable. Because I think this is a good approach for wings in general. I think that honestly, fans.
I don't think OK Beer was winning this to begin with. So,
but I think did we do that anyways with them? Like, I think I might have actually.
Oh, maybe
I might have done that with that order, perhaps. So. I would agree. I don't think OK Beer is going to win that. But
Nick, no Buffalo standing out in a memory for you, right? You remember the other two?
I don't remember if I had that at there. You know, it was a while ago.
It's like a congressional thing. He's like, I don't recall.
I am interested. So
I don't recall as an appropriate.
I think
response.
We talked about this on the last episode I was on, right? And they have a very extensive list of flavors here. Right. So like I look at that and there's a lot on here that I'd like to try to sort of complete the hey, how does their total portfolio stack up?
I mean, like I've said, I've been there more times than anyone should be going to eat chicken wings. And like there's like three on here. I don't even remember what they are. And we've probably tried them all by this point. They have mild, medium, hot, Death Wish, which is probably just a crazy hot one. Garlic Parm, Country Sweet. Barbecue, Jacked Up Barbecue, Firecracker, Dragon's Eye, Honey Cajun, Honey Jerk, Nirvana, Maple Bourbon Bacon, Lemon Pepper, Dry Ranch, Cajun Dry Rub, Caribbean Jerk Dry Rub. The last like four are the dry
I feel
rubs.
Like we've had most of those, but there are a few that we didn't try.
The Jacked Up Barbecue I always want to be good, but it you get like an odor of, they put a little whiskey in the sauce or something, and you smell it too much. It tastes pretty good. I wonder what the regular barbecue is. I almost thought, I think they only had the Jacked Up.
That's
barbecue.
What I thought too. There's only one.
So who knows? Whatever. All right. Should we rate these beasts?
Let's do it. Should we start with Randy? Because no. He's shaking his head and
I'll
closing
go.
His eyes.
Go ahead. I know what I want, but go ahead, Andy.
Buffalo Hot, 9.25.
Ooh, okay. I'm
it
okay.
It was very good. I can't go higher than that because I think I could have better somewhere. Dragon's Eye, 9.5. It's a number one specialty sauce for me. Firecracker, 8.5. Very good specialty sauce. It tastes like it just could use, to me, a little more of the sauce. That it just kind of looks like it's like glistened on there. Maybe it was just the pour, but Murph's is awesome. They are, in my opinion, some of the best wings. But I tried to be objective here, thinking about places we've had and comparing. So that averages out to a 9.1 for me. Shocking. Everyone's silent.
Nick, high rating. So we're not going to count your rating because you weren't here recently enough. But let's just get your rating.
I'll count it, Nick. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to type it out.
So if I'm remembering correctly, I would put the...
Okay, maybe we shouldn't count.
No. It's between, it's obviously the two
but
that
it's
I had.
But it's a combined score, so you don't, even if you don't remember exactly which one was
which. Yeah, so I would put the Firecracker at a 9, the Dragon's Eye at an 8.5.
So
8.75?
Yeah, 8.75.
All right. Randy, you want to go last? You look like you're really struggling.
Go ahead, Rob.
With an emotional response. I'd give it at least a 6, but probably a 9. And
we didn't like that joke, Rob. That
was that an average of a 7 or 0.5?
No, I give it a 9. I was considering going as high as 9.25. The issue is that I don't like the sauce. Like, I like... I love the hot. I don't really like either. I don't dislike them.
Those specialties aren't your
thing. The specialties aren't my thing. And so like a really good garlic parm would probably win me over more so than any of the sweet sauces. But as far as like the way they cook their wings, the size of the wings, the hot, I think they're...
Former guest of the pod, Johnny, loves the garlic parm there. He gets those a lot. True.
I think, I'll say this, they're certainly the best wings we've had so far in the competition, and there is a chance they might be the best wings we have in the competition by the time we're done.
It's episode three.
Back to you, Randy.
So, Andy, I bit my lip so hard when you said something that I'm bleeding in my mouth. But my incisors have a hole in them that suck up the blood. You somehow put Dragon's Eye above the Hot Buffalo. That got me.
That's crazy to you?
Hot Buffalo is 9.99. Wow. The only problem is it's not hot enough for me.
Ooh.
9.999.
You need Death Wish hot.
Well, I feel like it wasn't as like there wasn't a kick like my like my lips are in.
There's a certain wing I'm thinking about. I'm not gonna say,
but I'm gonna say that it's with the sauce. So that might be like an asterisk. Like Rob had said, well, if you have to order sauce with it, it's not really that. But to me, the Hot Buffalo with the extra side of medium is that what we ordered?
Correct.
9.999. I mean, it was.
Is that right what you're giving the overall? Wing experience there?
Well, now I got to rate Dragon's Eye.
You just have to rate their wings in general as a whole.
Dragon's Eye was like a 6.5 for me.
We rate all the wings as one score. So I personally...
You have to give it one holistic wing score. Overall...
Rob just gives a holistic wing score. I rate each wing and average them together.
So yeah,
I'll go 9.
Nick is our guest. He's explaining it to you.
Nick.
This is insane.
I can't... It's...
Oh my God.
It's hard because they're so far apart.
That's perfect. That is perfect for this podcast.
Been a part of the podcast for 2 hours total, and he knows the rules.
I'll go 9. That's fine.
9.99 plus 9 plus.
Oh, no. No, you just
give
average.
He gave it as a 9, and I give it a 9, too. So.
All right. Well, that's definitely the best so far. Well, it's pretty much a 9.
This isn't a good comparison because this.
I would like to go on a slight rant. If you're listening to the podcast and you're in Rochester and you want a buffalo wing, this is, I'm going to say it, the best buffalo wing I have ever had in Rochester. With the hot buffalo with the medium on the side.
Ever? Or have you had the buffalo wings when Duff's was here? Because for me, I'm just saying, like when you would get a buffalo wing at Duff's, you didn't have to get an extra sauce. Like they sauced it perfectly. You got one kind. Those were the best buffalo style wings you could get in Rochester.
It's a good point. I'm going to say right now. I can't. Okay. It's hard for me to compare back then. But right now.
But we also have a lot of places to discover. And so there's a chance that somebody might come for them. But I so far, I agree.
Swish.
Okay.
It's a 9 average. It was like 8.
That's excellent.
Six,
and Murph's is great.
And we didn't give it a full, like, even I was a little generous with my scores, and still, it's just a 9 overall. That's beatable in theory.
Yeah.
So, but it's also consistent, 3, you know, high ratings.
Love it. Okay. Good rating. Now, I got a flavor town for us, guys.
Oh, boy.
And
I hope it's wings. I'm kind of in the mood now.
It's Buffalo wings from Duff's. I drove to Buffalo for this. So Randy is now playing the theme song in our ears. Hopefully you're not hearing it at home because it's throwing me off a little bit. But I will say this. What I did was... So a couple of years ago, Randy and I went on a ski trip into Canada. We went to Revelstoke. We went to British Columbia. And we went to... What was the other...
Lake Louise, Sunshine Village,
which is in...
Banff.
Alberta, I think. Anyways.
So you went on a trip.
Went on a trip. And so did a little bit of research before the trip. And they had this one dessert that really like sounded super delicious. And they were called Nanaimo bars. And basically it's like a ganache covering with some sort of like a graham cracker crust and something else on it, and I took a screenshot of it.
You would like this, Rob. I have had one of those from long time ago and forever favorite of ours, Atlas Eats. When we ordered from there, they had those one week, and Christy and I got them.
Well, guess what? I drove to Atlas Eats and got some Nanaimo bars. So the description from an internet search is a no-bake, triple-layered Canadian dessert originating from Nanaimo, British Columbia, featuring a chocolatey, crumbly base of graham crackers, coconut nuts, a sweet, creamy, custard-flavored middle layer, and a rich chocolate ganache
topping. I need to know if this is the same internet source that told us about the vampire teeth, because I don't know if that's trustworthy.
Let's hopefully it is. So when we went on this trip, I'd read about...
I thought Rob was going to get up and get him, but he's still talking. Rob, I just want the Nanaimo bars. No, can you go get him?
Give me a second. Okay, let me finish this story. So the whole point was... So I went to Atlas Eats for a brunch with some friends recently, and the brunch was incredible.
Can we play a drinking game every time Rob says, with some friends, we drink? Because
I've got a lot of friends.
I'm pretty sure he said it like 20 times this episode.
I was with some friends.
Okay.
We were brunching at Atlas Eats, and I saw... So when we actually went on our ski trip, I had read about Nanaimo bars. Every time we went anywhere, they were all sold out. So like every ski resort sold them, but they were all gone every time I ever went anywhere. And so I was like constantly like on the lookout for them, never got them. And so I still have never tried them. When I went last week at Atlas Eats, they had them, and I'm like, I've got to get them for the podcast. So I waited until today.
They're just in your freezer.
And nope, I got them today fresh, and they're ready to roll. So guys, I'll let you vamp while I go pick them up from the fridge.
Using our hollow teeth, of course. All right, Nanaimo bars. Nanaimo bars. Yeah, I remember tasting them, but it was kind of something we purchased mostly for my wife. So I think I just had like a bite because we got like a small one. So this will be exciting to try.
I've never heard of them before. Have you, Nick?
No, I've not heard of them.
Nanaimo. Okay.
Nanaimo. Nanaimo. Are you Googling it right now?
Yeah.
I'm getting to read the same thing.
What's coming up is NaNoWriMo, which is like the November writing competition.
Oh, November.
Nano. How do you spell it again?
Nana. This is podcasting in its
finest. I am. We're just vamping, as Rob wanted.
I love Atlas Eats. I've never been to brunch there, and it looks awesome. I want to go to brunch sometime.
Where is Atlas? In Buffalo?
Ooh. No, it's in the city of Rochester somewhere. Okay. Like, I feel like it's Rob, it's like just in like a neighborhood, right?
It's like in Irondequoit, West Irondequoit, Hudson.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool though. And they do really great like takeout and stuff. So they do like a weekly menu, so you can go to do like sit down dinner, and it's all really great homemade stuff. And then you can also do takeout of the same meal, and they just package it up all really nice. It's delicious. All right, Rob brought them out.
Yeah, so Atlas Eats, the cool thing about this restaurant is that they do this, they call it an edible Atlas menu, where they pick a very specific region in the world. For a couple weeks, they'll make food, like a full multi-course meal from that specific region.
We got Italian one week and it was awesome.
And I admire the fact that they're trying new things, because it's like they haven't had years to like perfect specific recipes. So sometimes they'll have like slight misses, but overall, like they're just such pros that it always tastes pretty good. So you guys got your first sampling of Nanaimo bars. I'm going to take my first bite. What are your initial thoughts, guys? You're all chewing, so I'm going to keep talking.
This is why you texted us and said, how do you feel about coconut as like a second or third flavor of a something? I'm getting the coconut, but it's good. It's not overpowering me. There's chocolate on top. What's the bottom? It seems like sort of something mixed with nuts.
It's like a graham cracker and coconut.
Yeah, the coconut's in the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, you can see the flakes.
It's like a nut, coconut, graham cracker base.
But I feel like the coconut's not strong. It's more of just like a texture crunchiness that you have in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is I needed Nick to explain that, because I thought it was in the white part in the middle of the coconut.
That's what I just but assumed. It's delicious. It's not cloyingly sweet. Like It seems like a non-American dessert.
What is the white part in between?
A cream.
Yeah. You can just kind of get a little bit of that. It's good.
It's definitely one of our best, I'd say, flavor towns.
Nanaimo sounds like some sort of Eastern Asian word. Is that, but it was very popular in Canada?
Yeah. I picture like, yeah, I have no idea where it came from. I was going to, almost like a Native American-y kind of like, but who knows? I have no idea where it came from. Clearly the research I did was the quick AI Google search, but oh no, it's from a, there's a like a region called Nanaimo, I think, in Canada. Like it's from a
classic no-bake Canadian dessert.
Yeah, it's from that region, but it's as good as I had hoped it would be. And what,
originating from Nanaimo, British Columbia.
Yeah, so it's from that area, and so it's really good. If you ever head out to Aliceet's, their brunch is excellent. I think it changes a little bit. The baker's excellent. I'll say this. I did get it when we went to brunch. I did get a chocolate chip cookie. I didn't love it, which is why I didn't get them for you guys, because I think she put walnuts in them. I'm not really much of like a nut in chocolate chip. Although I will say this, I love a white chocolate macadamia nut cookie. That's one cookie where I will have, I'm good with nuts in the cookies, but otherwise, nah. I like a traditional chocolate chip cookie, but this has been excellent. Their breads there are great at the restaurant. So like if you go there,
when you get their takeout, they always have like 8 things you can just add on. Like, oh, you can grab a baguette or Nanaimo bars or macarons or whatever. And that's kind of a fun thing to just be like, oh, I'll take 3 of those and 2 of those.
Their baker is known to be like, she's excellent. She's really good. So, and their service there is excellent. They're very friendly. They're really nice. It's a cool little, it's basically like this little, like almost like a cafe and bake shop just in some neighborhood. And, but they do this awesome, cool
was
edible.
It like COVID where we got into it originally? We were doing takeout.
I'd gone before, but yeah. I did go there and get takeout a couple times. Yeah, it was really good. It was really good. So,
love it. Well, this was delicious, Rob.
Thanks.
8.5.
That is one of the best flavor towns we've had. That was awesome.
It's no cookies and cream Reese cup. But it's good.
Awesome.
Cool. I thought you were gonna bust out the pickle soda you have in your fridge.
Next week, baby.
Nope. Don't want to follow
it's
that.
It's still there. I hear that if you mix it with Dr. Pepper, it's pretty good though.
That's true. That's more of a central New York thing though.
Yeah, that's true. So we do have one other segment though, right? So Nick, you also brought a second beer for sampling for the pod.
This separate week.
This totally different week. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is one from Strange Bird. It's a hazy IPA.
Another reason to keep having Nick on the pod. It brings us treats.
My initial impressions, it wasn't as, or it didn't taste as hazy as I thought, right? It was. I think it's because it has some of the Citra hops in it as, you know, like the previous one that we had. So it was maybe a little bit of a lighter hazy IPA, I think. But overall, I thought it was very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I mentioned last episode, I'm new to the IPA fanhood. It took me a long time. And it did surprise me that this was closer to the one we had last episode than I thought it would be. I agree with that.
I think you already gave away more insightful analysis than I could ever do. I think that I like that it's...
Drink good.
Well, it's like 5% ABV, which I appreciate, like being a little bit lower in alcohol content. So it's like a mellower drink, but I thought it was really good. Strange Bird does great stuff, great food too. Mm-hmm. So awesome. Okay, guys, do you want to get into any peeves and plugs, Randy?
I'm good.
Okay.
Well, we ate a lot. I'm like burping in my mouth. I'm not in a good spot. Right
okay, now. Andy, peeves and plugs.
I have a plug. I'm plugging my, so I work at a school. I'm plugging my school's PTA. They spent a good amount of money and they redid our teacher's lounge. Our teacher's lounge looked fine and it was new-ish. It's only like 10 years old or 15 years old when they added a section to our school. But they bought us a bunch of new appliances, They stocked the fridge with like sparkling waters. They put out like candy and gum at the start of the year, like just like breath fresheners and stuff.
Do you have a bathroom attendant? Or
no, there's no bathroom there. But it's just very nice in a profession where you don't always feel like you're getting taken care of. It was a super nice gesture.
Nice to feel appreciated.
Very much so. Very cool. So that was awesome.
That's nice.
Nice people.
Nick, any peeves or plugs?
I do have a peeve.
Okay.
So contrary to one of your last episodes, it's about mug clubs.
Okay. Ooh, I like it.
I like it too.
Hot. Yeah. So my wife and I, we live in good old 315 country. Over the border from Monroe County. So we joined a mug club for K2 had bought one of the old elementary schools down by us.
Free Will location, right?
Yeah, the Free Will location. And it was one of the few sort of breweries like out in our area. So we figured, hey, it's a local brewery. It's right here. We'll join the mug club. So first year, it was great. You know, we loved their beer. Their food was pretty good, but, you know, they were, you know, new and getting better. Year two, fortunately, we buy back in and they go out of business. So they've shipped our mug up to Webster and
they've been gathering dust ever since.
It's an hour round trip to go use that mug club. So that is one of the downfalls is choose wisely, not only based on good beer, but a place that's going to stick around. Mm-hmm. So
gut punch, mug punch.
That stinks. That's a tough one.
Well, I feel like everybody wanted that place to work too. I certainly enjoyed going there. I appreciated that it was like close to your guys' house because you kind of live out there a little bit.
Yes, that's a shame.
Otherwise, I do recommend mug clubs. It just this one didn't work out for us.
Okay. At least they have another location, right?
Yeah.
I mean, although
it's we could use it. It's just
so far
very out of the way. So.
Yeah. Randy, I feel like you had something else to say.
Why? No, I'm good.
Because I started to hear words coming out of your mouth. But anyways.
Really button heads.
Is it on me? Peeves and pugs.
Yeah. Do you know any good dogs? Yeah,
that's the that segment
pugs.
We're doing right now.
Peeves and pugs.
Yeah. Love peeves and this pugs. Dog, Ernest, who lives in my building. He's a pug. He's very cool.
He's... Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to piggyback off of mug clubs. I was very nervous about buying the one that I did because breweries are going under recently. We have distilleries going under. I know alcohol sales are at a low. So that was like a big factor on am I going to buy it or not. But ours is, and I'm trying to convince Rob to buy this one too at Sager. But ours is lifetime, so I figure, what the heck, right?
Hopefully. I don't know. I hear that all these breweries are going under and distilleries as well.
You just told
me this.
Black Button, Heroes Brewing, both of those went under in the past month. Did I say Black Button already?
Yeah, you did. You used it in plural.
Did I mention Heroes Brewing?
K2 okay. Free Will. K2 Free Will.
The one that was mentioned a minute ago.
K2.
Okay.
Great.
I have a plug. I might have already plugged it recently, but you know what? I'm going to plug it again if I didn't. Alien Earth.
Oh, I just started it.
What do you think?
Not great.
Do you finish the first episode?
Yeah.
It's a good show. Stick with it. It's if you liked Noah Hawley, he did Legion. He did the Fargo shows. He has a really unique vision. If you like science fiction, it's interesting. The acting's really good. It's awesome. So whether or not it's an amazing show or not at the end of the day, I don't know, but I'm certainly enjoying it and that the special effects are incredible.
And you're certainly selling it like it is.
Who's the dude who's in that cowboy show on HBO?
Cowboys and Aliens.
Common?
No.
Westworld.
No, the other guy who was in Justified.
Timmy Oliphant.
Timothy Oliphant is on it, is in the show, and he does a really, really good job. He's always entertaining. It's if you're into science fiction shows, I would say it's worth checking out.
It was very entertaining, the first episode. I just don't know where it's going right now.
You have to stick with it. Okay. I listened to a couple podcasts where they like rate and review shows, and they did not like it for the first episode. I liked it, but then they got sold on it over time.
Show. What's it on?
HBO. FX. Nope. FX.
Definitely not.
Hulu?
Do I get it? Yeah. I think I can see it on Hulu. And it comes out every Tuesday. I think there are only going to be like 8 episodes total. It's pretty cool. Like
Do I have to remember what happened in like Prometheus?
You don't have to know anything about Alien at all.
Like, I tried to watch all of them up to it, and then Rob's like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. Like, you really don't need to know anything about the Alien universe. Like,
speaking of, quick plug, Paramount Plus has a crazy deal, like $30 for the year going on right now. So,
and they're also a sponsor of the show. So
use promo code
TalkingTrashRock at gmail.com. Okay. Awesome.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah. Thanks guys. Nick,
as always. Randy, anything to add?
Why? You know I have nothing to add. I don't know why you would come to me for that.
You're really swiping aggressively on that mousepad. I wasn't sure. Nothing. Okay. You know what? Listeners, thanks for sticking with us. I do want to say this as well.
Thank you, Nick, for sticking with us for 2 episodes. I appreciate it. If
any of you want to be a guest star on a Wing episode, especially the place that you actually like appreciate, just reach out to any one of us. Most of our fans have our cell phone numbers, so it shouldn't be hard to
think
to
all get of our fans have
okay, let's just chill out. Max might not. Anyways, you know what? Keep eating, talking trash, and drinking your Dr. Pepper pickle juice from your fang straw teeth.